The 1864 Pacific Railroad Act required the UP to complete the first 100 miles of track by June 27, 1866. By December 31, the UP had laid 40 miles of track. When the government commissioners accepted the UP's 40 miles of track, the railroad would get $640,000 of government bonds, $320,000 per 20 miles or $16,000 per mile. In addition, Durant had gathered together in Omaha a set of superb workers who were just waiting for the warm winds of spring before starting out again, either to lay track or to grade or survey. They were tough, hardy, eager. And with the war over, there were thousands of young men, all veterans of either the Union or the Confederate Army, who were looking for work. The UP's first locomotive had arrived. Further, Durant had faced up to the need for reorganization, on which he expected to get started immediately. The anticipation was running at a fever pitch. The Denver-based Rocky Mountain News spoke for nearly all of America when it stated, "There is one theme everywhere present, the one moral, the one remedy for every evil, social, political, financial, and industrial, the one immediate vital need of the entire republic is the Pacific Railroad." The editors of the Railroad Record, however, were critical of the way Durant and company were laying the track. "We confess that we are not satisfied," they wrote. "Neither is the country, which has a right to expect more vigor in its construction." The sloth and poor quality construction, for example, sand rather than gravel was being used for ballast, according to the record, were "an insult to the generosity and magnanimity of the American public."